Amen. In the name of Jesus, we begin our lessons. Let's sing him 402. 402.
奉主耶稣圣名开始上课，一起唱诗402首。
Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
Once again, I give thanks to our Heavenly Father.
再一次的对天父献上我的感谢。
For giving us this wonderful opportunity to share His word together.
让我有这个美好的机会来分享他的道理。
I'm going to continue with our study on the book of Isaiah.
继续我们对以赛亚书的学习。
As we know that this is a huge book, it's a very long book.
知道这是一个很长的一个经卷。
And it contains a lot of prophecies concerning the future and concerning the church.
这是对有关未来以及教会的预言。
So, to be honest, I do not know much about the prophecies concerning the future here recorded in Isaiah.
老实说，我对于未来上的所讲到这个预言我是不是很清楚。
But I feel that this is a very interesting book.
但我还是觉得这是一个非常有趣的经卷。
It has attracted me to study it.
一直吸引着我去阅读它。
I find that it has given me a lot of courage in my work for God.
给我了很多在服事上的一些很多鼓励。
It has given me a lot of pointers as to how I should serve the Lord.
教导我怎么样服事主。
It also teaches me concerning things that will happen within the community of faith.
教导我怎么样，有些事情会怎么样发生在这个
信仰团体
信仰的团体当中。
We turn back to chapter 1, yeah? Isaiah chapter 1.
你看以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书一章。
We read verse 27 again.
我们再读一次27节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 27.
以赛亚书一章27节。
Zion shall be redeemed with justice and her penitence with righteousness.
锡安必因公平得蒙救赎，其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎。
By reading this verse itself, we can see that Mount Zion will pass through a phase of difficulties.
借着阅读这个，我们知道锡安山必经过这些困难。
When we read chapter 2,
当我们念第二章的时候，
Here immediately it talks about how this Mount Zion is established.
他提到了这个锡安山是怎么样建立的。
We know that in the Old Testament scriptures, Micah and Isaiah talks about the highest mountain.
弥迦跟以赛亚都提到这个最高的山。
Micah begins to talk about the highest mountain at the beginning of chapter 4.
弥迦在吉迦书在第四章就提到了这个最高的山。
And here Isaiah, it begins by talking about this highest mountain at chapter 2.
那以赛亚书在第二章就提到这个最高的山了。
So I suspect that from, in fact, the entire book of Isaiah is about the church.
我想在这整个这个以赛亚书是提到跟教会。
How God is going to help the church to attain to the level or the standard that He has set for her.
神怎么样希望这个教会达到一个一个目标一个程度。
So when we read this last few chapter of Isaiah, we see that the main emphasis is on Mount Zion.
所以我们看以赛亚书最后几章，我们会发现它的重点都在这个谈论到锡安山。
Eventually the city of Zion will not be a forsaken city anymore.
最后这个锡安山将不再是一个被遗弃的城了。
It shall be called the city of God.
其将被称为神的城市。
So the, I think all of you must have heard about the two periods of the emergence of the church.
我们都听过这个教会初期的这两个时期，出现的两个时期。
The Apostolic Church and also the True Jesus Church.
使徒的教会跟真耶稣教会。
And when the church in the Acts of the Apostles sprang into existence, she grew very fast.
使徒教会的初期，这个教会传播的非常快。
And then gradually she declined.
但逐渐的，她就开始这个下堕落了。
The TJC has a very humble beginning.
对真耶稣教会来讲，我们有一个非常谦卑的开始。
And then eventually we believe that she would grow to perfections.
我们相信在最终我们将达到完全的程度。
Because this is the church that belongs to God.
因为这是一个属于神的教会。
So in the process of attaining to perfection, she will go through a lot of sufferings, and she will even a woman who is about to give birth.
在我们达到极致顶端完美境界之前，我们这个过程会有很多的困难，就像是一个妇人在生产的过程。
So we must not think that now the church is perfect.
所以我们必须了解到，我们现在的教会并不是完全的。
In fact, we are far from being perfect.
事实上，我们离完全还有很长的一段路。
There's still much for us to work hard on, so that we can.Fill the city with justice and righteousness.
So we 必须还要努力的让这整个城市充满公义与公正。
That's why I find that many passages in the book of Isaiah.
所以我发现在以赛亚书里面有很多的经节。
Do tell us about some of the problems that are inherent within the church.
存在教会里面的一些问题。
So afterwards, I will try to use a few examples to. to share with you.
所以接下来我要用一些这个例子来跟大家一起分享。
Since we know that the church is not perfect.
既然我们知道教会现在不是一个完全的状态。
In fact, even Isaiah talked about it.
其实以赛亚也自己提到了。
Even within Zion, there are sinners.
在锡安山里面还是有一些罪人。
We can read Isaiah chapter 33.
看以赛亚书三十三章。
Isaiah chapter 33.
以赛亚书三十三章，
verse 14, 14节。Isaiah chapter 33, verse 14.
以赛亚书三十三章十四节。
The sinners in Zion are afraid, fearful, and seize the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings?
十四节，锡安中的罪人都惧怕，不敬虔的人被战惊抓住。我们中间谁能与吞灭的火同住？我们中间谁能与永火同住呢？
The message is given to those who are in Mount Zion.
这个讯息是给这些住在锡安山中的人。
In particular, the sinners in Zion.
特别是给这些罪人。
So we find that we are far from perfection, in fact.
所以我们发现我们其实离这个完全还有很长一段距离、
In order to reach to the level as specified by God, here the Lord instructs.
为了达到神所要求的这个境界呢，这里神提到了。
In verse 15 he says.
在第十五节他提到说。
He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hand refusing bribes.Who stops his ear from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eye from seeing evil?
所以讲说行事公义，说话正直啊，正恶欺压的财力，白手不受贿赂，塞耳不听流血的话，闭眼不看邪恶的事。
Verse 16 it says.
十六节他说。
He will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rock. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure.
他必居高处，他的保障是磐石的坚垒。他的粮必不缺乏，他的水必不断绝。
It seems that there is a separation between people, even in Mount Zion.
这好像是这一种分别，即使是在锡安山里面。
Those who perform the will of the Lord.
那些遵行主道的人。
In verse 16, it says he will dwell on high.
十六节说他必居高处。
So there is a distinction.
所以是有分别的。
Even within the church of God,
即使在神的教会里面。
We find that there are many brothers and sisters who are on high.
我们发现有些弟兄姐妹是在高处的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of their deeds and behaviors are in line with the teachings of God.
因为他们的行为是与主的道可称的。
Sometimes we find that we come to the church.
有时候我觉得我们来教会。
We are not really satisfied.
我们觉得不是很满意。
We find that there are so many reasons and causes for complaint.
有很多会让我们想要抱怨的。
Sometimes we find that coming to church may even become a burden.
有时候我们觉得来教会反而是一种负担。
How can we reach to that height of God?
我们怎么样能够达到这个神所讲的这个高处呢？
So verse 15 basically tells us it.
所以十六节告诉我们。
15.
十五节告诉我们。
We must live a life which distinguish ourselves from sin from the world.
我们必须与这些罪恶隔绝。
So I think the height here is an important understanding.
所以我觉得这个高处呢是一个我必须要了解的。
We can turn to one verse in Jeremiah.
我们可以看一个在耶利米书的经节。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Please read verse 12.
请看十二节。
Jeremiah 31 verse 12.
以赛亚书三十一章十二节。
Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and new wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd. Their soul shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all.
十二节他们要来到锡安的高处歌唱，又留归耶和华施恩之地，就是有五谷、新酒和油，并羊羔牛犊之地。他们的心必像浇灌的园子，他们也不再有一点愁烦。
Here is like a promise to those who are in Zion.
就是对那些在锡安上的一些应许。
The wheat, the new wine, the oil here represent the blessings and the goodness from God.
这五谷、新酒和油，这代表从神而来的恩典。
Those who are in Mount Zion by right, their soul shall be like a well-watered garden.
这些在锡安山里面的这些
应该是他们的灵魂得到苏醒。
他们的灵魂得到苏醒。
But how is it that sometimes when we are here, we don't feel that our souls are satisfied?
有时候我们来到教会，并没有感受到我们的灵魂得到满足。
I think verse 12 here tells us the first part tells us.
我想十二节的上半段告诉我们。
These people who satisfied with the goodness of God because they are in the height of Zion.
这些人他们来到锡安，他们得到满足，是因为他们在锡安的高处。
So the church must gear towards this perfection, reach the height of Zion, reach the height of God.
所以我们教会应该往着锡安的高处走，往着接近神的高处。
Obviously, it can represent a personal pursuit of God.
当然，这可以指的是我们对个人的一种追求。
Collectively speaking, the church must move towards this height as well.
整个教会必须往高处移。
So when we reach the level of God, then we will feel the goodness of God.
所以当我们达到神要求我们的这个高度，我们就能够尝到这个神给我们的恩典。
Then we find that assembling together, worshiping God is something very joyful.
所以我们可以感受到服侍神是一个很高兴的事情。
We turn back to Isaiah.
我们回来看以赛亚书。
We turn to chapter 60. Let me see. Where's the one on the servant? Let's split the servant. Chapter, let's see, 65.
65章
Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书六十五章
Here again, it tells us about the two groups of people in Zion.
这里再次提到两种在锡安山上的人。
We turn to 65.
请看六十五章。
We read verse 8.
请看从第八节开始。
As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, "Do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it," so will I do for my servant's sake.That I may not destroy them all. Verse 9. I'll bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, an heir of my mountain. My elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. Verse 10. Sharon shall be a fold of flocks in the valley of Achor, a place for herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me. Here it talks about God's servant and his people.
这里他提到了神的人民以及神的仆人。
But from verse 11 onwards, God make a distinction between the two groups.
那从十一节开始，神开始做了这个分别了。
We can read verse 11.
我们可以看十一节。
Behold, you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for God, and who furnish a drink offering for many.
十一节，但你们这些离弃耶和华、忘记我的圣山，给时运摆宴席，给天命盛满调和酒的。
Verse 13呢？
请看十三节。
And here is the rebuke from the Lord.
这里是从神而来的责骂。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God: Behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed.
我的仆人必得吃，你们却饥饿；我的仆人必得喝，你们却干渴；我的仆人必欢喜，你们却蒙羞。
And this continue until verse 15.
这一直到十五节。
So we can see that God makes a distinction between two groups here and in Mount Zion.
我们可以看到神在锡安山上分别了这两种人。
I may not be right. Okay, sometimes I think some of the problem occurs in the church.Is due to we who serve the Lord, we are not very careful in the things that we do.
我想有些时候我们在教会服事神，有些事情我们可能不是很在意我们自己所做的是对或错。
The problem actually comes from the workers.
有时候有些问题是来自于这些工人。
So God has to make a distinction between workers as well. Those who are faithful and those who are not.
所以神对一些忠心与不忠心的做个分别。
And then eventually, what happened? That Jerusalem will become like a new heaven and new earth.
所以最终耶路撒冷必成为新天新地。
Verse 17 to verse 19, chapter 65, verse 17 to verse 19.
六十五章十七节到十九节。
For behold, I create new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing, and her people a joy.
细节看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。十八节，你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。
So I think this coincides very well with the description in the last few chapters of Revelation.
所以这跟最后的这几章节呢，刚好符合。
Revelation.
跟最启示录所讲的符合。
It talks about the emergence of the church.
提到了这个教会的出现。
So eventually, Zion, Jerusalem will reach that level of perfection.
最终这个锡安，这耶路撒冷将提到达到完美的境界。
But she will go through a great struggle.
但她会经历这一连串的这个挣扎。
Now we turn back to.Chapter
2. 我们看第二章。
We turn back to chapter 2.
我们翻回看第二章。
Now, I believe Preacher Chin have given you a lot of teachings on the One True Church.
我相信陈传道已经给大家很多有关于唯真教会的很多教导。
Verse 1 to 4 here talks about the true church.
第一节到第四节提到了真教会。
I just want you to focus on verse 4.
我想要请大家着重在第四节。
Obviously, we can prove that here it talks about the true church because it fulfills the three requirements.
这里提到真教会是因为它完成了三个要件。
The Holy Spirit, the truth, and the presence of God.
圣灵、真理以及神的同在，就是。神迹奇事。
Because the truth and the law shall come forth from Mount Zion.
因为真理必来到这个锡安山。
Not only that, God Himself will judge amongst the people.
并不是神，但是还会这个来实行审判。
This represents the presence of the Spirit.
这就是提到这个灵的同在。
And then it says, they shall beat their sword into plowshare and their spear into pruning hooks.
所以这里提到说。这里提到这个还要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。
Meaning that there must be no more oppressions, violence, and cruelty in Mount Zion.
终来不再有这些暴力的事情发生了。
The church, the Mount Zion, must be filled with justice and righteousness.
这神的山将充满了公义与公平。
That is like again, it's like the standard of the situation that we should be in.
这就是我们必须要努力达到的境界。
But again, we see that we have not reached that level yet.
但今天我们看，我们还没有达到这个境界。
So what should we do?
我们该怎么办呢？
So, in fact, to be honest, we have to work very hard on it.
我们必须非常努力的。
Hoping that this will become a reality in our life and in the church.
希望这是我们在现实生活中所必须要努力的。
Okay, now I just want to show you some examples.
现在我要来跟大家一起分享一些例子。
We turn to chapter 15, the chapters that I ask you to read.
请看以赛亚书十五章。
course, there are many examples. I just want to pick a few of them.
这里有很多的例子，那我就选几个来跟他讲。
Here, 15:16 here talks about the proclamation against Moab. The focus is on Moab.
这十五章、十六章都是对于摩押的预言。
So, even many prophetic books also talks about judgment upon the foreign nations.
虽然其他的这个先知书也提到对这个外邦地的这个预言。
In fact, some of them do come to pass on those lands whose the prophets are prophesied against.
但还是有很多对这些所预言的。
They come to pass, 应验了。
应验了。
Now, if you look at chapter 15,
如果你看第十五章的话
first of all, I want you to think about some of the historical setting concerning Moab or the relationship between Moab and Israel.
当然，我要请大家先想想看当时候的这个历史背景对摩押跟以色列人的关系。
Now we can think about this Balak in Numbers chapter 22.
可以看到第二十二章的
numbers
不在民数记的二十二章。
Numbers chapter 22。
民数记二十二章。
Here it talks about.
这里讲到了。
Israel came in the plains of Moab.
以色列人来到了摩押平原。
And this Balak, Balak.
这个巴勒。
He sent for Balaam to curse the people of God.
他叫这个巴兰来诅咒以色列人。
Perhaps this is one of the historical setting that we need to bear in mind.
想这是我们必须要记得的一个当时发生的历史背景。
This king here trying to curse the people of God.
他们的这个摩押国王试着要来咒诅以色列人。
But God spoke to Balaam not to do it.
但是神警告巴兰不要这样做。
Again, this can be seen in this Numbers.
可以，我们这里在民数记看到。
Later on, in during the time of the monarchy.
我们后来我们看到之后的马拉
王国时期。
王国时期。
国王王国时期。And this King David actually overcame this Moabites. King David.
大卫王也来到了这个摩押。
Overcome.
战胜了这个摩押。
We turn to Second Samuel.
请看撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记下第八章。
Verse 2.
八章二节。
Second Samuel chapter 8 verse 2。
撒母耳记下八章二节。
Then he defeated Moab, forcing them down to the ground. He measured them off with a line. With two lines, he measured off those to be put to death, and with one full line, those to be kept alive. So the Moabites became David's servant and brought tribute.Here it talks about how King David defeated the Moabites.
这里讲到大卫王如何来打败这些摩押人。
And these Moabites must pay tribute, brought tribute to King David.
所以这些摩押人必须要这个进贡给大卫。
When we come to the Second King chapter 8, if I'm correct.
我们看列王记下的第八章。
We find that here they try to rebel against Israel.
我们发现这些摩押人，他们试着想要反叛以色列人。
They were actually under King David initially.
他们事实上是在这个大卫的统治之下的。
Now they try to rebel.
但他们却想要来背叛。
This is a bit of the historical background concerning Moab.
这是对于一些有关当时的历史背景。
Now what happened when we turn back to Isaiah 15?
等到我们回到以赛亚书第十五章的时候，看看发生什么事了。
And here it says that God is going to lay waste and destroy the Moab.
这里讲到神将要来毁坏这个摩押。
It seems that here Moab is personified.
说这个摩押是。拟人，
说他以人来形容。
哦，以人来形容。
Like in verse 2, his head is bald and no hair, you know, stuff like that. They're going to weep and cry bitterly. We know that this is a foreign nation. They did not have anything good to do with Israel.
他们做很多的
跟以色列人给以色列国没有一点好处，
没有给任何以色列国一点好处。
But in verse 5 it says here,
第五节这里讲的
This Isaiah, he cried out for Moab from the heart.
但是以赛亚先知他却为摩押来悲哀
One thing puzzled me a lot.
有件事情一直让我很困惑。
Because in 15 and 16, Isaiah, it seems that he cried many times.
因为在第十五章跟第十六章，以赛亚他哭了好多次。
15 verse 5, 1 and 16 verse 9.
十五章九节还有十六章第九节。
And also verse 11, he described his inner feeling towards Moab.
还有第十一节，他也是表达他的悲哀了。
So I believe that this incident here goes beyond the physical dimensions.
我想这边这个事情呢，是已经超过了这个肉体上的一个程度了。
When we read chapter 15, yeah,
我们看第十五章的时候呢
，the punishment is that the water shall not be supplied to Moab.
这里讲到的水呢，将不再进入这个摩押地了。
And the water shall be turned into blood.
水呢，将变成血。
It's a punishment from God.
这是从神而来的惩罚。
And then chapter 16,
第十六章了。
Here it says, send the lamb to the ruler of the land, from Sarah to the wilderness, to the mount of the daughter of Zion.
这样说，你们当将这羊羔奉给那地掌权的，从希腊往旷野送到锡安城的山。
Just now we read that in the past they used to pay tribute to the Davidic kingdom.
他们过去呢一直对大卫王进贡。
And now they were asked to do the same again to pay. It seems to bring their offerings to the mount of the daughter of Zion.
他们现在再一次的必须要进贡了，再给这个锡安山。
Not only that, they must come to Mount Zion.
他们必须还要来到锡安山。
We can read some of the things here mentioned in verse 16.
有一些这个在第十六章提到的。
We read for example, verse 3.
我们可以看第三节。
Take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow like the night in the middle of his day. Hide the outcast, do not betray him who escapes.
我求你先磨练行公平，是你的影子在午间如黑夜，隐藏被赶上的人不可显露逃命。
So Moab was told to take counsel in Jerusalem, in Mount Zion.
所以他们被要求在这里先磨练行公平。
And in verse 4,
在第十节
it's like the Lord God is saying to them,
就是神告诉他们
that they must allow the outcast of God to dwell among Moab.Be a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler.
要做他们的隐秘处，脱明灭命者的面子。
So here we see that the instruction given is that Moab and Israelite, the people of God, must live together, must coexist.
所以这里告诉我们说，这个摩押必跟以色列人住在一起。
Not only that, in verse 15 it says.
在第十五节这里讲到。
In mercy, the throne will be established, and one will sit on.It in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking justice and hastening righteousness.
就说必有宝座因慈爱监理，必有一个诚诚实实坐在其上，在大卫帐幕中施行审判，寻求公平，施行公义。
Here the idea of the tabernacle of David is introduced.
这里大卫帐幕中的这个观念呢被提出来。
Telling the people that it is the God of David is the one who seek after justice and righteousness.
是大卫帐幕中是他就是由神来施行这个审判的。
This idea again is introduced to Moab.
再一次这个观念被提出来给摩押。
That's why I believe that the judgment against Moab is beyond the physical horizon. 超越了物质上的，
这个对摩押的审判已经超越了物质上的程度。
I believe that this may be something within the context of the church.
我想这是对我们现在教会的这些情形来讲。
Like what we have said before.
就像我之前讲的了。
We know that Moabites represent rebellions.
我们知道这个摩押人代表着背叛。
Initially, they were under the control of David.
之前他们是被在大卫王的统治之下的。
They wanted to rebel against it. They wanted to be free from it.
但他们想要脱离大卫的掌控。
And they also the went against Israelite.
所以他们就开始来做这些背叛以色列人的事
情。So I feel that within the church.
所以我相信在教会当中呢。
Those who go against the authority of God.
对于反抗对神的这些给予这些权力的人呢。
They are just like the Moabites.
他们就像这些摩押人。
Because they are not able to submit themselves fully to God.
因为他们没有办法对神完全的顺服。
In what way they were not able to submit?
一方面讲他们没办法顺服。
I think based on chapter 16 verse 4.
像在第16章的第5节，我们可以看到。
One of the things here mentioned is that Moab must coexist with the Israelites, like what we said.
这里讲到说摩押必须跟以色列人同住了。
Here it gives us another indication.
这里他给我们另外一个指示。
If we cannot live together as one.
如果我们没办法一起和平共处的话。
We cannot submit ourselves fully to God to live together as one.
我们没办法一起顺服在神面前顺服的话。
We are just like the Moabites.
你说我们就像是这些摩押人一样。
Try to oppress one another.
试着去压迫另外一方的人。
And by doing so, we will not see the justice and righteousness of God.
如果这样做，我们就永远看不到神的公义与公平。
That's why in verse 5, this idea is mentioned.
这是为什么第五节这里这个观念被提出来。
I think it has a lot to do with the situation in the church.
我想这跟我们在教现今教会很大的关系。
So from verse 6 onwards.
所以从第六节开始。
It talks about the pride of Moab.
那提到了摩押人的骄傲。
He is very proud.
他们非常的骄傲。
And of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath.
那是狂妄、骄傲、愤怒。
So those who are proud are just like the Moabites.
就像是那是摩押人一样。
They cannot live in the mountain of God.
我们不能够住在神的锡安山上。
We can look at an example.
我们可以来看另外一个例子。
We turn to Zephaniah.
我们请看西番雅书。
Zephaniah.
西番雅书。
Chapter 2.
西番雅书二章。
Chapter 2 verse 10.
二章十节。
Verse 10.
十节，这是临到他们，是因他们骄傲、自夸自大、毁谤万军之耶和华的百姓。
Here it talks about the pride.
这里提到了骄傲。
Of different nations.
在不同的这个国家当中。
And they went against the people of the Lord of Hosts.
他们这个毁谤了万军之耶和华的百姓。
And one of the key ideas in Zephaniah chapter 2.
在一个重要的观念在第二章里面呢。
Now when we come to chapter 3.
那我们来看第三章。
He talks about the situation in Mount Zion.
他提到了锡安山的情境。
We can read from, in fact, it starts from verse 8 onwards, chapter 3, verse 8.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
三章八节。
We can read verse 9.
我们可以读第九节。
For then I will restore to the people a pure language that they all may call on the Lord, on the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord.
那时呢，必使万民用清洁言语，好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉我。
We jump to verse 11.
请跳到十一节。
In that day you shall not be shamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me, for then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain.
十一节他说，当那日你必不因你一切得罪我的事自觉羞愧，因为那时我必从你中间除掉这个矜夸高傲之辈，你也不再与我的圣山狂傲。
Verse 12.
十二节。
I will live in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord.
我要在你中间留下困苦贫寒的民，他们必投靠我耶和华的名。
Verse 13.
13节。
The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, nor they shall feed their flock and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid.
以色列所剩下的人必不做罪孽，不说谎言，口中没有诡诈的舌头，而且吃喝躺卧无人惊吓。
Who can remain in Mount Zion?
谁可以在锡安山存留呢？
Those who are meek and humble.
就是那些谦卑的人。
That's why in Zephaniah chapter 2, here God says he's going to go against those who are arrogant and proud.
所以在第二章里面，耶和华才会提到说，他要对那些骄傲的人做这些惩罚。
In fact, it can also be referred to the church.
当然，这也可以让我们想到现今的教会。
So eventually, we find that what we can see in the church, those who remain in the kingdom of God, who has been distinguished by God, they are people who are meek and humble.
所以我们可以知道，在教会里面被神所分隔的两边的，其中有一是必须要非常谦卑的。
And these people will speak pure language, speak the language of God.
他们所讲的述的是神的言语，非常纯净的。
And these people shall come together to serve God with one accord.
他们必须一起来到神面前，同心合意的侍奉神。
So we find that this idea is quite common actually in the prophetic books.
我想这个观念在所有先知书里面是非常一个共通的一个观念。
This is only an example.
这只是一个例子。
But when we look at the church today,
让我们来看看现今的教会。
It seems that the example fits a certain situation in the church.
有这个很多的这个事情发生在我们现今教会里面。
So we wish that.This thing will not occur.
但我们现在希望这样的事情不要发生了。
We turn back to Isaiah.
我们看回以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
When we come to 16,
你看十六章。
Like the verse 8, verse 9, verse 10.
八到十节。
The issue of the vine or the vineyard or the vine of Sibma is mentioned.
这里提到了西比马的葡萄树。
All these vineyards will be destroyed altogether.
这些葡萄树都将被这个毁坏。
Immediately after God has talked about the pride of Moab.
在神刚提到这个摩押的骄傲之后呢。
And then he talks about this vineyard.
他就提到了这个葡萄树。
As we have mentioned before, this vineyard represents justice and righteousness.
我们提到这个葡萄园呢，就是代表公正跟公平，公义跟公平。
Where there is pride, there will be no justice, no righteousness.
那在有骄傲的地方就没有这些公义跟公平存在。
In fact, this is very true.
这事实也是如此。
If I'm a proud person.
如果我是一个骄傲的人呢？
Then my relationship with brothers and sisters can never be right, can never be good.
那我跟弟兄姐妹的关系呢，就不会好了。
My relationship with God can never be fine.
我跟神的关系也不会好到哪里去了。
So that's why I believe this prophet he cried so much, I think because he also saw what is within the community of faith.
我想，为什么这个以赛亚先知这么的痛哭流泪，是因为他看到这个情景。
This must have upset him so much.
我想这情景让他非常非常伤心了。
That's why he cried and cried and cried.
那是为什么他一再的哭泣。
So I also believe in this.
所以我也相信。
When we see this happen in the church.
当我们看到这件事发生在教会当中。
It's something that we should cry over it as well.
是我们必须要来为他而痛哭的。
Cry before the Lord and ask the Lord to do something about it.
我们在神面前痛哭，求神为我们做些事情。
Because pride leads in corruption.
因为骄傲会引致这个毁灭了。
Corruption.
毁败堕落了。
And pride gives grounds to Satan to work.
这个骄傲也给魔鬼留地步。
I think In order to do something about the situation in the church, again I said we have to start from ourselves.
为了要应付这样教会的这个问题，我们必须从自己开始做起。
If all of us here are very humble today,
如果所有的当中我们大家都是非常谦卑的
，we pray that we become humble.
我们祷告祈求我们能够是一个谦卑的人。
We ask the Lord to help us to become humble.
我们求神让我们成为一个谦卑的人。
Do something about ourselves.
能够在我们身上做一些成全的事。
Then we find that through the humility of the group here, we can influence others to be humble as well.
我们能够在当中互相的影响，让我们成为都成为谦卑的人。
We read verse 13.
我们来一起看第十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 13.
十六章十三节。
This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning Moab since the time, verse 14. But now the Lord has spoken, saying, Within 3 years, as the year of a hired man, the glory of Moab will be despised with all that great multitude, and the remnant will be very small and feeble.
十三节，这是耶和华从前对摩押的话。十四节，但现今耶和华说，三年之内，照故宫的年数，摩押的荣耀与他的群众必被藐视，余剩的人甚少无几。
To be honest, I don't know why this part, these words are included here.
老实说，我不晓得为什么这里写这样呢。
But based on verse 14,
但是我们从十四节可以看呢。
We know that there will be a remnant.
将会有一些余剩的民。
From this group of people, the Moabites.
从这个摩押人民当中。
But this group is very small and feeble.
但这些人呢是非常少的，非常少。
I can only deduce from here. 我从这里推论。
我可以从这里推论呢。
Those who are proud.
那些骄傲的呢。
Especially those who have known the truth.
这些他们没有真理。
Those who have known.
那些懂得真理的人呢。
Those who have tested the goodness of God.
那些已经尝到主恩的人呢
？Should they become proud in their heart？
他们变成了在他们内心有骄傲之处。
It will be very difficult for them to turn back。
是非常非常的让他们难以能够回转的。
Like all of us have experienced the goodness of God before。
我们都尝到了主恩的滋味了。
We have seen the mighty power of God。
我们已经看到神的大能。
Should we turn against God in pride？
我们应该转向神。
If we turn against God,
如果我们对如果我们对神这个背弃的话呢
？Then it will be difficult for us to turn back.
那就很难让我们再回转了。
So we hope that these things will not happen to any of us here.
所以希望这样事情不要发生在我们当中任何一位身上。
This is an example to share with you how I look at some of the.Chapters in the book of Isaiah.
这是一个让我跟大家一起分享说对这个章节的一些观念。
Again, I said this may not be 100% accurate.
哇，这可能不是百分百的正确了。
In terms of my biblical interpretation.
对，针对这个对圣经上的解释。
I may not be fully accurate.
我可能不是百分之百的正确了。
But these are some of the thoughts that I have gathered in my readings of the book of Isaiah.
但这是我在读这个以赛亚书的当中所得到的一些感想。
That's why I say the church will pass through a very difficult phase.
教会将会一层一层的达到不同的境界。
Difficult phase, 很困难。
不同的困难的境界。
Just like a woman giving birth to a child.
就像是一个要即将生产的这个妇人一样。
We can turn to Micah.
请看弥迦书。
Micah.We know that chapter 4 talks about the true church.
你知道第四章谈到了真教会。
But this church is no way perfect yet.
但这个教会是还没有达到完全的地步。
Especially when we see that more and more people start joining the church of God.
当我们看到越来越多人来到神的教会。
And problems begins to multiply.
但这问题也开始增加了。
We read chapter 4, Micah chapter 4.
请看弥迦书四章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9, verse 10.
九跟十节。
Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in your midst? Has your counselor perished? For pangs have seized you like a woman in labor.
九节，现在你为何大声哭嚎呢？疼痛抓住你，仿佛缠烂的妇人。
Verse 10.
十节
Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in birth pangs. For now you shall go forth from the city, you shall dwell in the field, and you shall go even to Babylon. There you shall be delivered. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies.
西安的民，你要疼痛去了仿佛缠烂的妇人，因为你必从城里出来，住在田野，到巴比伦去，在那里要蒙解救，在那里耶和华必救赎你，脱离仇敌的手。
Chapter 5, verse 3 also talks about giving birth.
五章二节也提到了有关于这个生产的事情。
5, verse 3.
第三节。
A question that I always ask myself.
所以我一直问我自己一个问题。
After the establishment of the true church,
在我们建立真教会之后呢？
Why does Michael talk so much about giving birth, laboring in pain?
为什么他提到这么多有关于在生产上的一些痛苦呢？
I think this fits pretty well with the teachings of Paul as well.
我想这个观念跟保罗的教导有这个可相称之处。
He has to labor and toil for the members.
你必须要为不断的为这个会众呢来劳心劳力了。
It's like giving birth to a child.
就好像是这个生产一个小孩一样。
So I believe that the church is passing through a difficult phase.
所以我相信教会必将经历过这个困难的过程。
But I believe that one day it will come to pass and will reach the level of perfection is required by the Lord.
我们即将这个胜过这些困难，达到完美的境界。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。